Today, we have to listen the first Kama Sutta explained in Sutta Nipata Atinga Vega. The Buddha's main objective in delivering these sutta is to prompt to discard the sensual pleasures and defilements and to attain the noble Magga and Phala. In other words, it is to attain the noble Magga Jnana and Phala Jnana by developing the factors of enlightenment, by developing the four foundations of mindfulness. K-A-M-A, not K-A-M-M-A, Kama. It is Kama. K, the first A is long A, and the second A is short A. So there are two types of karma, vittu karma and kilesa karma. Vittu karma is the sense pleasures and object of sensuality. Kilesa karma is craving or attachment for these sensual objects. So there are two types of karma. So all the yogis need to remember two types of karma, vittu karma and kilesa karma. So follow my recitation. Vittu karma.
Vittu karma
is the sense pleasures.
Is the sense pleasures
and object of sensuality. Vittu karma is the sense pleasures and object of sensuality. Kilesa karma is craving for these sensual objects. Kilesa karma is craving for these sensual objects. So two types of karma need to remember. All the types of karma we need to reject.
Thì cái bài kinh Kama Sutta này thì cái chữ, cái thuật ngữ Kama để chỉ về cái ái dục, nó có đến vần là chữ K-A-M-A, tức là một em mà thôi. Trong khi cái chữ Kama mà nói về nghiệp đó thì đến hai chữ em mà. Và đối với cái ái dục thì có hai loại. Thứ nhất là Vittu Kama, tức là để chỉ những cái khoái cảm giác quan, cũng như là đối tượng của những cái đời sống mà về giác quan, tức là đối tượng của cái kiếp sống trong cái cõi dục giới. Và Kilesa Kama, tức là cái sự dính mắc vào những cái khoái cảm giác quan đó.
So in this Kama Sutta, there are six stanzas. Kama, kamaya mandasa, dasa jaitan samijati, ada bidimanoho di lada mijo yadejati. People are delighted and happy when their sensual desires are fulfilled. There are a lot of desirable objects. If we get, we happy, we become delighted. because our desires are fulfilled. Kamang kamya manasa dasaji dan samajiti ada biti manohati lada mijo yadijiti. Dasaji kamayanasa janda jadasa janduno di kama perihayanti sanla widowa rubati. If one loses his sensual pleasures, in the midst of relishing them, his mind becomes deranged. You remember, it is not constant, it's not everlasting. One day, all the sensual pleasure had to be destroyed. We have to leave all the sensual pleasures. And then the person who loses his sensual pleasures, his mind becomes deranged. Yokame priwijeti sabasewa badasiro. To overcome attachment, what we have to do? Discard sensual pleasures like discarding a poisonous snake. We are afraid of poisonous snakes. It is dangerous. So we need to reject, we need to discard. In the same way, Buddha said, to overcome attachment, discard sensual pleasures like discarding a poisonous snake. Abalanam baliyanti madantinam paraisaya tatonam dukkhamanveti navam vainam mivodakam. Avoid the sensual pleasures. Be scared of the sensual pleasures, just like a poisonous snake. Yogi can overcome the craving that pervades the walls of sensual pleasures. Craving is everywhere. Now during this retreat, Yogi tried to discover all the craving, all the attachment. Yogi tried to discover the suffering, dukkha and samudaya sicca. Yogi tried to find out these truths, the truth of suffering and the truth of craving. So Yogi can overcome the craving that pervades the walls of sensual pleasures. If Yogi avoids the sensual pleasures like a poisonous snake, Yogi tried to cut out the world, no contact, no looking, no seeing, try to focus on your object only. Whatever object arises, Yogi note it and reject it. This is the avoiding method. Yogi don't look here and there. Yogi pay attention to only one object, the object of meditation. So this is the avoiding method to get rid of craving. Apalanam baliyanti madantenam paraisaya tatonam dukkhamanveti navam vainam mivodakam. A person attached to sensual pleasures is always followed by suffering, like a boat with a hole through which water flows in. Suffering follow. There are a lot of suffering because a lot of attachment to these sensual pleasures. So suffering follow like a boat with a hole through which water flows in. So we need to understand the origin of suffering, the cause of suffering. Suffering arises due to the attachment of these sensual pleasures. So in this Kama Sutta, Buddha mentioned that if one loses his sensual pleasures in the midst of relishing them, his mind becomes deranged. To overcome attachment, what we have to do, we have to discard sensual pleasures like discarding a poisonous snake. So we need to avoid sensual pleasures. Now yogis are here to avoid sensual pleasures, to reject sensual pleasures, just like a poisonous snake. Yogi, remember, yogi can overcome the craving that pervades the walls of sensual pleasures only by mindfulness. If we attach to sensual pleasures, we will be tormented, we will be overpowered. We remember, less attachment, less suffering, more attachment, more suffering, and no attachment, no suffering. So need to remember these teaching of the Buddha, follow my recitation. To overcome attachment.
To overcome attachment.
To overcome attachment.
To overcome attachment.
Reject sensual pleasures.
Reject sensual pleasures.
Discard sensual pleasures.
Discard sensual pleasures.
Like discarding a poisonous snake.
Like discarding a poisonous snake.
Be scared.
Avoid sensual pleasures.
Just like a poisonous snake.
Yogi can overcome attachment.
Yogi can overcome craving
that pervades the walls of sensual pleasures.
That pervades the walls of sensual pleasures.
If you are attached to sensual pleasures,
if you are attached to sensual pleasures,
you will be tormented.
You will be tormented.
You will be overpowered.
You will be overpowered.
Less attachment.
Less suffering.
More attachment.
More suffering.
No attachment.
No suffering.
A person
attached to sensual pleasures
is always followed by suffering.
Is always followed by suffering.
Like a boat
with a hole
through which water flows in.
Through which water flows in.
So need to remember all the Buddha teaching. So in one sutta, Buddha gave many examples. Sensual pleasures are like a dream. Supinagupama kama. Bohudokha bhupayasa adinava itabhenyo. These sensual pleasures cause a great deal of suffering. Thus, these sensual pleasures are full of faults and have bad effects. Supinagupamagama. Buddha pointed out that sensual pleasures are like dreams. We all have had dreams. While having a good dream, we think it is real, but we happily enjoy it. However, upon waking up, there's nothing real but what we had experienced a while ago. It is only the dream. In the same way, while we enjoy the sensual pleasures, things and objects appear to be real, and later there exists nothing. In fact, it is obvious that most suffering we experience in the search for these sensual pleasures than the actual enjoyment of them. More suffering is experienced in the search for these sensual pleasures. For example, we have to work hard for delicious food. While eating, the delicious taste on the tongue lasts for a short moment, and as soon as we swallow it, there exists no more. In the same way, the sensual pleasures of sight, sensual pleasures of sound, sensual pleasures of odor and touch are enjoyable at the moment of seeing, at the moment of hearing, at the moment of smelling and touching. Afterwards, there's nothing left of them. For this reason, it is advisable to abandon the sensual pleasures. We have to reflect in this way. There's more suffering than the momentary enjoyment of the sensual pleasures, likened to a dream. Ya citukupama kama budoka bubayasa adinawa itabiyo. Sensual pleasures are likened to borrowed things. These sensual pleasures cause a great deal of suffering. Thus they are full of faults and
have bad effects. Buddha said, sensual pleasures are likened to borrowed things. Things such as crockery, clothing, and jewelry, borrowed to be used for certain occasions, but they have to be returned to the owner after the occasion. It is not for permanent use, but for a short time. In some places, people used to wear clothes and jewelry to ceremonies and parties. They are beautiful. They are bright and shining with the borrowed things. However, they have to be returned after the ceremony. Similarly, the sensual pleasures are to be enjoyed only for a short while, not for long. We can own things, we can own properties today, but not sure whether they will be there the next day. You know, one gentleman, last year he was a banker. Today he is homeless. Everything is borrowed. All the properties are borrowed things. The properties might be ruined or taken away by fire, by cyclone, by floods, by bandits, thieves, and disorderly administrator. And as for the spouses too, they can be separated. One day, finally, when one dies, all these sensual pleasures have to be left behind. That is why Buddha said, sensual pleasures are like the borrowed things. We cannot enjoy the sensual pleasures alone without the external animate or inanimate sensual objects. One also suffers yearning for them. One may suffer immensely as it is a disgrace and shameful when the owner takes back the borrowed things in the presence of the other people. So, we need to consider the inanimate things such as gold, silver, diamonds, gems, houses and lands, and the animate things, wife, husband, companion, father, mother, considering as my gold, my silver, my diamond, my house, my land, my wife, my husband, my companion, my father, my mother, mine, we consider. A person extremely enjoy and take delight in them. While being delighted in them, due to one or other circumstances, if these sensual pleasures are destroyed or separated, he or she will suffer mentally. He or she may be afflicted with diseases or may go crazy or die suddenly. For this reason, the sensual pleasures should be abandoned by reflecting. Sensual pleasures are like the borrowed things to be enjoyed only for a short time. Tasma jantu sata sato kamani periwijaye te pahaya dari ogam navon setawa paragu. If one delights in and becomes attached to the sensual pleasures, the suffering are bound to follow closely to torment. For this reason, those practitioners wishing to be liberated from the suffering and gain a life of bliss should be mindful and practice satipatthana vipassana, practice the mindfulness of body, etc., day and night. Thus, they should completely avoid and eliminate the desirable sensual pleasures, Buddha said. So avoid the sensual pleasures, reject the sensual pleasures. How to avoid, how to eliminate? The Pali word sata sato denotes to avoid and to eliminate all time. In the Mahanidisa Pali, it mentioned that to avoid and reject in the daytime, before taking the meal in the morning, and after the meals in the midday and evening also. Puripattan picchapattan. To avoid and reject it, to avoid and reject sensual pleasures during the fast watch of the night, during the second watch of the night, during the third watch of the night. Purimayaman, Michimayaman, and Pichimayaman. To avoid and reject the sensual pleasures during the waxing day of the month and waning day of the month. To avoid and reject sensual pleasures during the summer, during the rainy season, and during the winter time, throughout the whole year. To avoid this and reject the sensual pleasures during the first stage of the lifespan, second stage of the lifespan, and third stage of the lifespan. So it is to avoid and reject the sensual pleasures not only for a moment, for an hour, for one sitting, or for a day. It is to be mindful. It is to note the whole time, not missing a single second or a minute till the sensual pleasures are totally and completely discarded. Here, meditators are practicing continuously. They contemplate continuously the bodily and mentally actions. They contemplate the feelings and sensation, and they contemplate the phenomena whenever they arise distantly. at the beginning, as it may be, it may not be possible to observe every phenomena. So we have to note with a few distinct actions, while sitting, due to the rising and falling of the belly, the bodily actions, tightness, tension, and the movement is always distinct. So we have to note continuously rising, falling, rising, falling. When the arms and legs bend or stretch, then we have to note the actions as bending, stretching, moving, changing, and so on. This is the development of the contemplation of body. While noting in this way, our mind does not incline towards sensual objects. Being so, it is discarding the sensual defilements. If the mind dwells on the sensual pleasures, sensual object, then we have to note desire, desire, etc. That is the development of the contemplation of the mind. The thoughts of sensual object can be rejected as soon as we note it. This is also the elimination of the sensual defilements. When the sensation of tiredness, heat, numbness, coldness arise in the body, we have to note them attentively as tired, tired, hot, hot, numb, numb, and so on. This is the development of the contemplation of feeling, development of the contemplation of sensation. Thus noting there arises no desire and no delight related to the pleasant or unpleasant sensation. When seeing and hearing become distinct, then we have to note seeing, seeing, hearing, hearing. This is the development of the contemplation of Dharma. Why thus noting the desire and delight related to seeing, hearing, etc. do not arise? They are extinguished. That is how the sensual defilements are annihilated by contemplating of Dharma. We practice Satipatthana meditation to overcome the floods of suffering. We follow two methods to overcome the floods of suffering. The two methods, avoiding method and observing method. We avoid the sensual pleasures and we observe the object of meditation. So through continuous and noting and avoidance of sensual pleasures, yogi will overcome the floods of suffering. Like emptying water from a boat, Lisa, mental defilements are like water. We have to get rid of Kilesa, mental defilements. By practicing Vipassana meditation, we are like emptying water of Kilesa. Like emptying water from the boat to make it light and sweet, if we practice again and again, our mind becomes pure and light.
And if we strive continuously, if we practice meticulously, we reach the safety of the other shore, that is Nirvana, the cessation of all suffering. So through continuous noting and avoidance of sensual pleasures, one will overcome the floods of suffering. Like emptying water from a boat to make it light and swift, strive, practice continuously and reach the safety of the other shore, Nibbana, the cessation of suffering. So these Buddha words we need to remember. Follow my recitation. Through continuous noting.
Through continuous noting.
Through continuous noting.
Through continuous noting.
The avoidance of sensual pleasures. One will overcome the floods of suffering. Through continuous noting. And the avoidance of sensual pleasures, one will overcome the floods of suffering. Like emptying water, like emptying water from a boat to make it light and swift,
to make it light and swift.
Practice continuously. Strive and reach the safety of the other shore. Reach the safety of the other shore. Nirvana, the cessation of all suffering. So Buddha encouragement, we need to remember, we need to practice continuously, meticulously, like emptying water, the water of kilesa, the water of mental defilements. It makes us complicated, it makes us heavy. We have to get rid of water of kilesa. So we need to practice like emptying water from a boat to make it light, to make it swift. We have to strive, we have to practice, and you will reach the safety of the other shore, Nibbana. So we have to end our discourse for today by practicing Satipatthana Vipassana meditation, by observing every phenomena continuously and meticulously. May all practitioners realize the real peace in the very near future.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.